For 5 months, young people have been taking to the streets in Thailand almost daily, demanding the resignation of the military-backed Prime Minister and the reformation of the monarchy. And attempts to de-escalate demonstrations have only fuelled their numbers. Now, a wealthy Thai businesswoman believes she has the answer in calming things down. Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Ford reports.
Water cannon, tear gas, rows of riot police, a ban on public gatherings, pleas for calm, arrests, charges and jail time. These are just some of the tactics the police and government in Thailand have tried to bring to an end the growing student-led protest movement. None of them have worked. Now, a wealthy Thai businesswoman believes she has a solution. Yazani Tongsipjed says Thai parents just need to write their protesting children out of their will.
If children don't see the importance of this matter and still go out to protest with the mob, it will be their mistake.
The mother of two wrote her bold suggestion on a social media post that's been shared, liked and commented on thousands of times.
There are already several parents who have stopped transferring money to their children who joined the mob, and I heard the news some parents cut off their relationships with their children.
During 5 months of demonstrations, young activists have demanded the resignation of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who led the 2014 coup. They're also calling for the constitution to be rewritten so it's more democratic. But most controversially, they want Thailand's monarchy to have less influence over the government and to spend less public money. In a country where the royal family is revered, these daring demands have left older generations of Thais reeling. At a rally in Bangkok, the ABC asked students what they'd do if their parents cut their inheritance for joining the cause. Some were resolute, like 21-year-old T.
I would not listen to them. I stand on my own feet. I would not depend on my parents' heritage.
16-year-old Fai said she'd try to reason with her parents.
I would tell my father and mother that I don't do this because I am too stubborn or want a scene, but I come out to the protests to try and make the country we live in to get better.
Dr. Puang Tong Pakuan is a political science lecturer at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University. She says Thai parents, especially those in the middle class, are very conservative.
They cannot challenge their own thinking. Their thing is it's just too radical to challenge the monarchy. So it's very difficult for them to think outside the box, to understand their children. But their children grow up in different environments.
But there are families who support their children's activism. Some accompany them to the rallies, while others only stop them going for safety reasons. This generation of parents has seen several military coups, and as they watch the unrest build yet again, they fear their country may be on the brink of another.
Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Ford.